Sundry, although the U18 Huskies have the skills necessary to lead their division, they've been struggling this season to play consistently, putting them in the middle of the pack. "We're really struggling with having consistency," said head coach Jason Martin. Their regular season record to date in the Central Alberta Hockey League's Tier 3 Red Division is 14 games with 6 wins and 8 losses for a total of 1-2 points. The Huskies are holding 5th place out of 9 teams, with Noosa Raptor in first after 11 games played with 8 wins, 2 losses and a tie for 17 points. Meanwhile, Rocky Mountain House, Sylvan Lake, and Pinoca are all tied at 14 points. "This division is super tight," said Martin. "It can go anywhere still." Although the Huskies have no games this coming weekend, the team has only 3 more matches of regular season play before playoffs. They'll be on the road the following weekend in Wetaskiwin, followed the next by back-to-back games against Rocky, with a home game on February 14th and an away game on February 15th. From passing to positioning, the Huskies are a well-rounded team that shines when the players have their minds in the game. For example, the coach said they were able to notch out a victory against Noosa Raptor, the division's leading team, only to a few games later suffer defeat at the hands of Maskwacis, which sits at the bottom of the division with 12 games played, 1 win, 11 losses and 2 points. "Consistency and showing up to the arena ready to play hockey," said Martin when asked where the team stands to improve, adding the Huskies have also endured a lot of injuries. Provided they can maintain their momentum, the coach sounded confident about their playoff chances. "It's the consistency of our entire team that is going to determine the rest of our season," he said. "They have the skill set, they have the tools, they just got to use them." The Huskies' latest action was this past weekend on January 24th-26 at the Sundry Arena during the team's annual home tournament, which including the hosts featured 8 squads: the Barrhead Renegades, Fort Saskatchewan Rangers, Vermilion Tigers, Whitecourt Wolverines, St. Albert, Calgary Knights and the Pinoca Stampeders. "It was very competitive," the coach said. Friday night's opening game against Barrhead went into overtime, with the Huskies narrowly being defeated 3-2. Barrhead went on to win the A final against Calgary. Hockey fans were treated to another intense match on Friday night after the Huskies played, when Whitecourt and Pinoca ended up going into 3 overtimes and a shootout, which the latter ultimately won. The Huskies ended up playing against Fort Saskatchewan on Sunday in the D final, which they won 7-5. Although organizers had not yet finished sifting through the numbers on Monday morning when he spoke with the Albertan, Martin said the fundraiser went well. "The 50-50s were really high, like crazy outstanding high," he said. "There had to be a lot of people coming through the arena this weekend." Martin expressed gratitude for the community's support, from the sponsors and the fans to all of the volunteers who helped ensure the tournament ran smoothly. The U9 Huskies will be hosting their own home tournament on Feb 7-9.